Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
That I will not let you down. I am humbled by your support. I am just one of you. I'm no better than anyone else in this room, and I will do everything I can to represent and support you. I will fight every day to make this country what it's supposed to be. I will make you proud. Together, we can and absolutely will make America great again. God bless you, and God bless the United States.
Jimmy Petronas last night giving his victory speech and fighting the phone. I like Jimmy. I've met Jimmy, a handful of times. I don't really remember if I've met him when I've been in Tallahassee, but we met him at the RNC and talked to him a couple of other times, had him on the show a few times. And I just think he is who he is. You know, that's my take. Agree or disagree with whatever he thinks, but, pretty sharp guy. I think he'll make a good congressman. I am much happier having a Republican than a Democrat. You know my values. Even though I have great sympathy for Democrats, I was raised a Democrat and liberal. I don't vote that way for a long time now. But what I like is I like to see people. And sometimes you learn the most about politicians when you catch them in the little unguarded moment. You know what I mean? And so I'm the kind of person where I tend to maybe a little overemphasize the small things I see because that stuff can kind of tell you a lot about people, good or bad, you know what I mean? And because, politicians get to a certain point where they're used to being kind of polished or presented in a certain way. So I thought it was very, cute, interesting when he was fighting his phone all last night because he's getting all these calls and all these texts and his phone just, when they say your phone's melting or blowing up, I'm sure his phone was like, bzz, 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 and ring, ring, whatever. But he can't turn it off because what if Trump calls? Or what if the governor calls? Or what if, there are people for whom he has to leave the phone on. And so a lot of them, it's coming out and he's trying to give a speech and he's taking it out of his pocket again and again. And then one comes in that he's got to take.
Rick Scott. Yeah. All right, you're on speakerphone. Everybody at the microphone right in the middle of my acceptance speech. So go ahead and say something.
He forgot to hit the button.
No, hang on it. Hang on. Now do it again.
All right, Jimmy, congratulations. Thanks, everybody, for all your support. Jimmy's going to be a fabulous congressman. He's going to represent you
unbelievably. Rick Scott with the phone in.
All right, I love you. I'll call you back after a while.
See, I appreciate him crying, talking about his brother, talking about his kids, talking about his wife. I'll play those clips in just a second. That's good. Zero shade. That's really good. I like that. People ought to cry at emotional things. I don't think they ought to be John Boehner. It's a little bit too much. But I like it when a guy cares about his family enough to tear up a little bit talking about them, thinking about them. I think it's weird. I just want to thank my wife. She's been with me all these years. if you don't tear up a little bit at a big emotional moment talking about your wife, your kids, your parents, something missing in you a little bit. I know some people raise a certain way. They're not supposed to do that. But anyway, I thought that last little piece was the most... It was adorable.
All right. I love you. I'll call you back after a while.
I'm telling you from the times I have talked with him, that just seems like who he is. That my own take. That's who I think he is. So obviously there was some stuff in there that was just like the politics of it.
And now more importantly, thank you to the people of Congressional District 1. Not all districts are built the same. The panhandle is a force of its own. Yeah. We're going to Washington, D.C. to battle against the far left insanity. Yeah. We're going to move some common sense into America and pull this country out of the ditch it's in. I like to say when President Trump says we're going to make America great again, he's talking about us.
Yeah!
And, you know, like I said, the tearing up stuff, I like they talked about his brother, talked about his wife, of course.
You've always believed in me, and not just when you said I do, but you believed in me in this race. Even when the president called and asked you if you wanted me to run, and you were the first one to say yes, we knew we could do this. I wouldn't be here without you.
I just love it when husbands are husbands. I do. I love it when wives are wives. I love it when husbands are husbands. It's a great thing. And when dads are dads.
So Johnny and Theo, you did so many videos and emails. You pushed and helped to get out the vote. I know I've missed some of your games. And you haven't disowned me yet. But I love you so much. I want to do this so much of this for you. This is your country. We owe it to you. We owe it to you and all of the next generation to keep this place a great place.
And, you know, just one note. Politicians endure a lot. Now, that's the job. But, I mean, it's a lot. I mean, it's wrong. In a lot of times, okay? And some people are so evil to our elected leaders. Now, I'm not saying they don't ever deserve criticism. I'm just, you know, it's a lot. And people say the most vile things. And there is something that if you have experienced it, you know exactly what I mean. And if you haven't, I'm trying to explain. When the whole world or even enough of the world is, like, against you, on anything, but your wife is with you. You can't explain how that feels. And politicians endure that. So when they talk about their wives being with them and on their side, and you know they might be wives who nag and criticize, and which is all meant to out of love to try to improve. You know, at least it's supposed to be. But the same wife who can list all your problems, all your flaws, and will remind you of them and try to improve you. When somebody else criticizes, attacks, or whatever, is like, oh, no, they better not talk about my man. Having a woman like that is like you just, it's gold. It's unbelievable. And the flip side is having a woman who's not like that is painful, you know? And some men do have women like that. So hearing him, I may be overinterpreting, but that's what I think goes on a lot of times when politicians talk about their wives, that it's that kind of a, you know, she's the one who has been there. She has supported me when I didn't deserve it, you know, when people were attacking me and they were right or what, you know, whatever. But anyway, I thought it was good. Now, why did he lose Escambia County? We'll talk about that in just a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. Still no accidents to report to you right now, but if you're headed to NAS Pensacola, South Navy Boulevard is backed up past Winthrop Street, so just be aware of that. Let's see here. I-10, I-110. If you're traveling on I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29, expect about a 7 to 9 minute delay there just through congestion and construction. No accidents there, but other than that, we are looking good. John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. You know, inside your home, we've got a couple of different kind of semi-complicated systems or very complicated systems, depending on your level of expertise. But you got electrical, you got plumbing, you got heating and air conditioning, and Peden services all that stuff, which kind of makes sense because if you're going to do one, why not do the most? And they do all of that. Professionals show up on time, do what they're supposed to do, make you feel at ease, good quality products and parts so that you know that it's going to stand the test of time and hold up. And then it's 100% satisfaction guarantee, which is always a very nice thing. They have been growing all along the Gulf Coast for more than 55 years, from Panama City to Tallahassee to Pensacola to Baldwin County to Mobile even now. And so they're all over doing all of these things. And right now, during the month of March, during the tournament, they've got $1,000 off mini splits for March Madness. Now, a mini split, if you're not familiar, is kind of like a smaller, sort of a single room air conditioning unit is what they a lot of times go for. And you put it like in your garage. So if you want to, you know, in the South, it's real common to, you know, watch your football in your garage or your baseball in your garage, whatever. You kind of have a man cave out there, whatever. But maybe you don't prefer to watch it in August with the door closed or open. You would maybe rather have actual air conditioning in there and have it be, you know, nice to watch your SEC football come the end of the summer. So $1,000 off right now for the entire month. Cool down your garage, your sunroom, or your workshop this summer. Find out more or, you know, book an appointment at Peden, P-E-A-D-E-N. com. 719, not 0719, by the way, on News Radio. Although we could go for it. I don't mind, you know. 719 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Somebody says, my phone has not updated the time. When should the time go to the new time? What was the date yesterday? April Fool's, gotcha. Oh, man, love you. Hope you enjoyed it. Anyway, back to Jimmy Patronis losing Escambia County by a couple of thousand votes. What does it mean? Can I skip to the end and tell you that I don't think it means anything? I don't think it means anything. Other than Republicans, you should not be so lazy. I mean, that's what it means. The voter turnout was high, 33%. That's a lot in Escambia County compared to normal 17%. You know, when the supervisor of elections says that they ran out of ballots at one of the precincts at one point, yeah, a lot of people turned out to vote. You say, I thought people turned out. No, not in these kinds of situations. Now, I said it'd be low turnout. It was actually high turnout. What I was right about, it was low turnout among Republicans. I mean, it was of the available Republicans, the turnout was like two or three to one among Democrats. So what happened? Well, Gabe Vallimont campaign spent a lot of money. Okay, Jimmy Patronis spent a lot of money, did a lot of ads, did interviews, but I don't know that campaigned, you know, very much in Escambia County. He was perceived by a lot of people as being sort of not from here, even though he is, but he isn't, right? Okay, both are true. You know, maybe they were angry about feeling like Trump took over the election. The kind of the non-Trump Republicans who resented that a little bit, maybe. I don't know. There's, you know, there's also a lot of non-party affiliates in Escambia County. What is it, 20,000 or so? So combine some of those factors with the Trump skittishness. Like, we're concerned about Trump. We voted for him, but maybe we don't want him to have all the power he's got. Maybe it wouldn't be so bad if Congress were thwarting him a little bit. Maybe we don't want a Trump surrogate, basically, in our congressional district. Maybe we'd like a Democrat, even though she's a Democrat. Maybe that's okay. I think some of that was playing out, you know, everything from people who might have lost their jobs under Doge. People might be scared about tariffs coming. People, I mean, there's all kinds of, you know, the stock market, all kinds of reasons people might think, well, I wanted Trump, but I didn't want this much Trump, you know. Put all that together, Democrats organized, Democrats got out the vote, voted in much, much higher percentage numbers than Republicans did, and did win Escambia County, but didn't come anywhere close, really, to winning the whole area. I mean, it's more than 10 points. That's because Santa Rosa, Okaloosa, and Walton County are like pure red. Like, it's almost illegal to be a Democrat there. It's not illegal, but, you know, I joke. But that's your short takeaway. Yes, it was historic. First time since, what, Earl Hutto? Was Earl Hutto a Democrat? Somebody said that earlier. Is that true? Is he a Democrat? Would you look it up, John, to see? I think I obviously have not. I've only been here 11 years. So I don't know that history well enough. But more than 30 years since a Democrat won Escambia County, which is historic, but not significant, if you ask me my opinion. Because in regular elections, especially primaries and then generals, you know, you got a higher turnout. I really, even though I tried to warn you, Republicans, go vote, go vote, go vote. You could lose this election if you're not careful. The National Democratic Party is counting on it. Enough did show up and vote. But he was a Democrat? Okay, thank you. Thanks, John. So, you know, it could have been worse. It could have actually been a loss, but I don't think it really means much for the future other than when there's an election, you got to show up. You got to vote. And it's that simple. Now, in Santa Rosa County, the results there, not that surprising to me. What was interesting to me, first of all, it's always silly that we have so many candidates. We really need to implement instant runoff voting or ranked choice voting. That's exactly what this kind of thing is built for. So you don't have to try to figure out, well, of the people I think are likely to win, or out of the top two likely candidates, which one do I want to vote for? You can vote for all your people, and then somebody's going to have to win a majority as you eliminate candidates through successive rounds of what's already built into the system when you vote 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Anyway, this is built for this, and yet we still don't do it because it's illegal in Florida. But I figured that Nathan Boyles and Sean Owens would be the two top vote-getters. That was, you know, the others are either unknown to me or didn't campaign much or whatever. I didn't really have any idea which of the two of them would win. I didn't. And I didn't do interviews. I didn't invest in this race. I didn't cover it much on the air other than a little tiny bit. So I have said before, I've talked to Sean. He seems like a very decent person. I've talked to Nathan. I think I've talked to Nathan at least once. I've watched him speak a lot. I think he's a decent person. I think they're both capable. If you ask me to pick, I don't know who I would have picked. I've said before, I think Nathan ought to be in elected office. He was what a commissioner, right? In Okaloosa, but I'd vote for him. I like him, but same thing for Sean Odoms. I like him too. So they were real close. It was 36% for Nathan Boyles and 32% for Sean Owens. And then Hayden Hudson got 2,500 votes, which some of the people who were very active against Nathan Boyles are angry because he split votes off of Sean Owens. I don't know. Maybe they would have voted for Nathan Boyles. Who knows? You never know. That's why you want instant runoff voting or ranked choice voting, so you could actually know the answer to that. 437-1620, 437-1620. It's 725 on News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives.
That's right. Still no accidents to let you know about right now. Still seeing slowdowns on I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29. About a 10 to 12-minute congestion construction delay there. Also still seeing backups if you are traveling on South Navy Boulevard. It's backed up past Winthrop Street, so just be aware of that one. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Who do you let influence you? Proverbs 1:10 says, "If sinners entice thee, consent thou not." Those who promote evil are vying for your attention, approval, and even involvement. As Americans, we are faced with a barrage of sinful temptations promoted by others. Whether it's through social media, music, movies, or even in person, the world around us is full of enticing influences. One of the key elements to spiritual and mental success is to learn how to abhor that which is evil and cleave to that which is good. Surround yourself with Christ-like people who have the joy of the Lord in their heart. Remember, if sinners entice thee, and they will, consent thou not, and your heart will both be liberated from guilt and strengthened with joy.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
The Sanger Theater opened her doors on April 2nd, 1925. For 100 years, she's been the heart of Pensacola entertainment with vaudeville, movies, Broadway, and music. This month, Friends of the Sanger and the City of Pensacola are saying happy birthday to the Sanger, and we invite you to help us celebrate. Learn more about these events at pensacolasanger.com/100. And happy birthday, Sanger.
Join the Great Southern Restaurant Group, home to the Fish House, Atlas Oyster House, Jackson's, Angelina's, and Five Sisters, today at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. They'll be discussing the Atlas Beverage Class, celebrating Easter at Great Southern, Fish House, Beer Fest tickets, and Jackson's Spring Menu Rollout, today at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel with Great Southern Restaurants.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10 before WEAR-TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I like you, Clarence. Always have. Always will.
So, I know that's a little bit more of a deep cut for, you know, Val Kilmer, who, if I'm telling you for the first time, sorry, but he just passed away at the age of 65. But when he played Elvis or the mentor in True Romance, like, I love that movie so much, and his role in that was so good, even though it's just a little teeny tiny role. Of course, he played Jim Morrison in the Doors movie, so all the different roles that he played in. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, jury selection continues today in Massachusetts in Karen Reed's second murder trial. She's accused of killing her boyfriend, Boston police officer John O'Keefe, with her SUV and leaving him to die outside of a house during a snowstorm in 2022. Her first trial last year ended in a mistrial due to a hung jury. Randy Fine is crediting President Trump for his victory in the District 6 congressional election. And Full House star Dave Coulier says he is now cancer-free. He'd been diagnosed with stage 3 non-Hodgkin lymphoma last year. Actress Candace Cameron Bure, who is a co-star with him, posted a picture on social media and said that he is now cancer-free.
Isn't it Bure? How do you say her last name? I always thought it was Bure.
I'm not sure.
Anyway, but
honestly,
good news anyway. We'll take it.
News. I'm Chris Foster. This afternoon, President Trump announces his plan for broad-based tariffs on imports from around the world.
Addressing the decades of unfair trade practices that have ripped our country off and American workers off.
These tariffs are a tax increase on American families, plain and simple.
White House spokeswoman Caroline Levin and top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer. Wisconsin Supreme Court will have a 4-3 liberal majority, Susan Crawford beating Brad Schimmel, both supported by out-of-state billionaires.
A lot of money has been spent on this contest by the likes of Republican donors like Elon Musk. Liberals will control Wisconsin's highest court, and that could impact high-profile court cases involving things like abortion, union collective bargaining, and future congressional maps could be challenged and redrawn down the line.
That's Fox's Jeff Paul. In California, Florida, Republicans win both special elections for vacated House seats. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio 92.3. We've got cloudy skies this morning, 71 degrees right now. We'll get more on our forecast today with Marion Caldwell in just a few minutes. Well, we do have a new first district congressman, Jimmy Patronis, getting the win in the special election. He said the campaign was not easy, especially early on.
December was kind of different because you had Christmas, you had New Year's, you had the inaugural, and you had a blizzard. So you had a lot of weeks pulled out of play with the campaign. So the first primary was a lot about TV. And then we've gotten into this last stretch of the general election.
And Patronis also said his opponent, Democrat Gay Vallimont, had a huge influx of campaign money from sources not in Northwest Florida. He described that as being carpet bombed. Patronis said Northwest Florida was not swayed by the influx of campaign ads, though. He says now he's headed to Washington, D.C. today, and Northwest Florida will have access to President Trump. Fire crews battled a house fire on Gulf Beach Highway last night. That was reported at about 7:15 near Albany Avenue, a two-story home. It was fully engulfed. The fire was extinguished by around 7:45 last night. There's no information on the residents, whether they were home at the time of the fire or whether they have been displaced. It is sickening. That's how Escambia County's chief deputy is describing an alleged dogfighting ring being run at a home on Seamarge Lane and Lakewood Road.
And it's also, you know, I've been asked about, well, yeah, it's dogfighting. It's bad. No, it's real bad. It's bad. But it's also the other crimes that go along with that. You have violent crime that goes along with that. Ilk is what I would call it.
I got you.
Because, you know, you saw the weapons. So there's a lot of cash. So there's weapons. There's violence. There's drugs. There's gambling.
That is Chief Deputy Andy Hobbs, who says the investigation began after animal control officers noticed evidence that dogs were being trained to fight on the property. Hobbs said deputies arrested 32-year-old Journey Purifoy away from the home. The SWAT team served a search warrant. He said they found firearms, more evidence of dog fighting, books about training dogs for fighting, IV bags, and medical supplies. Purifoy is charged with animal cruelty. He'll be back in court later this month. A bill meant to protect kids who use social media is moving forward in Tallahassee. State Senator Blaise Ingolia's bill passed a Senate committee yesterday, Senate Bill 868. It requires social media companies to allow parents of minors to view all messages. The bill would also require social media companies to cooperate with law enforcement in cases that involve minors. Ingolia says encryption that's used by social media companies often makes it more challenging for law enforcement to retrieve the necessary proof to put criminals behind bars. And Florida's recovering money from a property insurance company accused of fraud. Attorney General James Utmeyer announcing yesterday that Universal Property and Casualty Insurance has agreed to return over $30 million to the Hurricane Catastrophe Fund. They'll also be paying more than $4 million in fines. The company was accused of fraudulently submitting ineligible claims for reimbursement. 735 at News Radio. John Pickens has our traffic on the fives.
Brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call them today for all your commercial and premium landscaping needs. No accidents to let you know about. Still, we're running accident-free. If you're traveling on I-10 eastbound between 9 Mile and Highway 29, expect about a 10 to 12-minute delay through that construction zone. Also, if you're traveling 29 southbound headed toward 9 Mile Road, we're seeing some congestion there. Also, Avalon Boulevard southbound, as you start to approach I-10, seeing about a 7 to 8-minute delay in that area. But other than that, we are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Now our Channel 3 forecast.
Wednesday weather features foggy conditions to start out first thing this morning, and temperatures are on the warm side in those lower 70s. Heading into the afternoon, clouds will make way for some sunshine, allowing temperatures to climb into those middle and upper 70s. It will be on the breezy side as the southeast wind will be gusting up to about 25 miles per hour throughout the afternoon. I'm meteorologist Marion Caldwell with your WEAR First Warning Weather Update.
Thank you very much, Marion. Right now we've got 72 degrees, cloudy skies here across the area. Our next news at 8, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. ADP reports companies added 155,000 jobs in March, a sharp increase from the upwardly revised 84,000 in February, and better than the Dow Jones forecast for 120,000. On the wage side, earnings rose by 4.6% year over year for those staying at their positions and 6.5% for job changers. President Trump has settled on a final plan for reciprocal tariffs, which are expected to take effect today after he announces the details at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. When pressed on whether the administration was worried the tariffs could prove to be the wrong approach, Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt struck a note of confidence, saying, quote, "It is going to work." Meta's head of artificial intelligence research has announced that she will be leaving the company. Joelle Pinnell, the company's vice president of AI research, announced her departure on a LinkedIn post, saying her last day will be May 30th. Futures are sharply lower ahead of Trump's tariff announcement. That's Your Money Now.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Benakis & Associates. Now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates. Leave the numbers to the experts.
As she stared at me through the window, I realized the time we spent in the backyard on her trailer just wasn't fulfilling. We used to have so much fun on the water. I just couldn't crank her up.
but Key Marine did. Fun days on the bay are back. And my Yamaha outboard runs better than ever.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. Key Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola. Google Key Marine or find them on Facebook.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Are you hungry for news that keeps you informed, is local and dependable? Look no further than News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and on AM 1620. We're your trusted source for all the latest happenings in the Emerald Coast. From breaking news to in-depth reports, we've got you covered. Our team of experienced journalists brings you the stories that matter most to our community. Stay connected with local events, weather updates, and traffic reports, ensuring you're always one step ahead. We're News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
So how do you currently receive information from the city, and how do you prefer to receive it? Now looking at the preferred methods, again, social media is on top, followed by online or print media, and then City of Pensacola text, email, subscriptions, and then followed by the website. Of those, write-in, radio is on top.
Oh, yeah, baby. People wrote in for radio. I love it. This is Nicole Gieselson from UWF, the Haas Center. They're talking about how in the satisfaction survey for the City of Pensacola, radio was not an option. But I actually messaged her and said, is radio going to be an option next year? She's like, oh, yeah. So good. And I think, you know, part of that is obviously just because, you know, of what we do. But part of that is also because we have the mayor on every week. And if people want to know what's going on in the city, they might listen to the interview where we talk with the mayor. The mayor on the radio. Mayor D.C. Reeves, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Thanks for having me. And I just assumed radio was number one. I didn't even think we had to ask. That's what I think that was the idea.
You said the sweetest things. Look at you. That's great. Let's talk some of the things that are going on. I'm asking this only because I have now driven through it a couple of times, and I think I know, but I'm not 100% sure. If people are driving through Bayfront with all of the lane closures and ziggity zags and what you can and cannot turn, like you can't go north on 9th Avenue anymore going east off Bayfront. What is that construction for? You tell me. You tell them.
Yes. All right. Great question, because there's two different things exciting in the next few years happening on Bayfront. One that you may have heard about, which is, very excited about, is the Sun Trail, the 12-foot separated mixed-use bike path. Me and you have talked about that. That's slated for, at this point, probably a 2028 completion. I mean, that's going to be, obviously, that's a big project. What you're seeing out there now is the funded $2 million stormwater project. It was part of our final ARPA funding that was part of our match. So a multi-million dollar stormwater project. Anybody who's lived here for any amount of time knows how all the flooding in that Aragon, 9th Avenue, BMP kind of area, all of that kind of where all the water's coming down from 9th Avenue.
Yeah.
So this has been a problem for us for years. And one of the big check boxes for us in terms of stormwater mitigation, alongside the kind of Joe Patty's area that's also been funded that we're working on here pretty soon as well. So those were two big stormwater projects that needed to be done really for generations. And so that's what you're seeing. All that lane realignment and all that is the stormwater work that's happening down there at 9th and Bayfront.
Okay, so this is not the, you know, realignment of Bayfront, the changing of the median, the lane widths, the two-laning and all that stuff. This is literally just a stormwater project. The other one will start in a couple of years most likely. Is that basically right?
That's correct. And, okay. and just an update on the other one, FDOT's in design. As a matter of fact, I believe they're having a hybrid input meeting on April 22nd, FDOT.
Okay.
And they've had some of those with the Sun Trail. And, you know, just to get out in front of a couple things, you know, my big concern, number one, you know, we were a huge advocate for that Sun Trail to happen because of just the value of being able to get people in and around safely along the beautiful waterfront. But and our citizens want access to the waterfront. Yeah. That's what they told us in our surveys. But second to that is to make sure that it stays aesthetically pleasing and beautiful and create shade and all of those things. And so we're already kind of preparing mentally and literally for some additional landscaping outside of FDOT scope, just to make sure that it has the beauty of our waterfront that we want. So we're planning internally as that design continues to move forward. But, you know, we're talking about a $4-6 million project. At least probably by the time we get to 2028 for that. And so we certainly appreciate FDOT support, Senator Brockson support, who's really made that happen.
And by the way, just to, you know, make sure to put a punctuation mark on it, no truth to the rumors that they want to put a Cervantes-style border wall in when they do the reconstruction, though, right?
No. And what I can tell you...
Don't put ideas in people's heads, Andrew!
With plans that we approve, no. That will not be happening.
Oh, speaking of that, by the way, I do have to give you kudos. I laughed out loud at your when you were writing your April Fool's Day post. The one that caught me was the red light camera remediation one, that if you have a DC Reeves for mayor sticker on your car, you get an extra 0.2 seconds on your red light running grace period. That made me laugh. Did you
well,
write
we
that?
We tried to check it and see if that was legal. We're still in legal review.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. I'm curious. Did you write that or did somebody else write it? Because it was funny.
No, I wrote that. My brother gave some input. So mm-hmm. It was a team effort.
Okay. Yeah. Very good. Very good. All right. We're talking to Mayor D.C. Reeves. Mayor, hang on for just a second. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. We just had a four-car accident that just happened on Highway 29 south entrance to I-10 on the east ramp. So just be aware of that. We'll get you more information. But I'm seeing traffic starting to back up there. Other than that, we're looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much. John, back to Mayor D.C. Reeves. Mr. Mayor, you know, one of the things that came up at the last meeting was the talk about the letter sent by the county commission regarding the UWF trustees and all of the controversy surrounding them. If I'm not mistaken, did you go to UWF? I can't remember. You did or didn't go to UWF?
No, I went to Florida State.
Okay, thank you. But you had indicated that you'd be willing to sign and send a letter because that kind of solves some of the issues of the timeliness of it. And then if city council members want to add their signature to it, that's entirely up to them. Have you written? Have you sent? Where does that stand?
Yes, a letter was written and certainly sent from our office. The last check with me was it was going to Don Crayer for whoever at the council wanted to sign. And you're right. We took that on for the sake of expediency.
Right.
Obviously, getting the city council to agree on a letter would mean another meeting and all of the other. And so they can now all of them individually have their own free will to sign or not sign. They don't need to have a joint letter that gets approved and all the red tape that comes with that. So it helped us move a little bit faster and, you know, certainly happy to support that effort as you've started to see and have seen all around the community.
Very good. Yeah, no, I appreciate that. We got a new port director, a retired two-star rear admiral, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, Lance Scott, we're certainly excited to have him. And, you know, he's a decorated military career that speaks for itself, not only in the service to our country, but in what I really believe is the precipice of an amazing era for our port, in that combination of those traditional cargo port uses and those becoming more and more valuable to us in terms of job creation. We're starting to already even see GE's presence expand at the port, and GE estimates about a 2,100 job impact around the community. And that port is vital for their effort, not only on Scenic Highway, but the other ancillary jobs that come into play with GE's work with those wind turbines. So that's an example. And then, of course, goes without saying, American Magic and all of the other sigil businesses, lines of business, training for engineers for UWF and Pensacola State. It's an amazing time, I think. These next 5 years of the port, you know, I think can be transformational. And to have somebody of his operational skill, experience. You know, I mentioned in the press conference, you know, at his last job, you know, he was only charged of 6,500 people. You know, I think he can he bring quite a lot of operational and leadership experience to our port and take us into this new era.
I was curious whether he was an applicant or he was a Tim Kinsella connection or, you know, like, how did he come to be? I just, out of curiosity.
Yeah. Yeah. A little bit of both. I mean, he was obviously an applicant, but, you know, I mean, obviously that's the value, I believe, of having leadership like Tim, is it brings a sense of credibility to, to maybe someone or a group of people that wouldn't otherwise apply. And I think anytime you see that, you know, anytime you have new leadership, then it attracts other good leaders that believe in that person as well, right? And so, you know, who's to know what would have happened or wouldn't have happened if Tim wasn't here? But,
right.
You know, have we seen a quite a subset of amazingly accomplished military, former veterans or veterans and former active duty applying for jobs? Yeah, and I'm sure that Tim's presence and his credibility in that space is providing for that. I think that's safe to assume.
No, I think it's one of the benefits you couldn't intend exactly, but it winds up working in our favor. Also, I really take to heart, and I don't know that people always really grasp the concept that, you know, the port is going to have things that are located there that are useful. It has port-related activities that are dependent upon it being a port, but it has port-related activity leverage to other things that are not based
Correct.
At the port, but like you say, with, you know, GE, that very much depend on that unique feature that we have for their operation. I think that's an important point. In the conversation about Community Maritime Park, I think it's been a little bit muddled or a little bit lost that, well, the Hard Rock project is going. There's a second hotel project that is also, like, it's kind of been pushed off and waited and been, you know, in the background all this time because it was in prominence and then kind of waned. But there's another hotel project possibly, right?
That's right, yeah. So Parcel 7, I don't expect our citizens to know their number, their parcel numbers. So
Amen.
It's next, it took me a while.
Yep.
Parcel 7 is next to Nick's Boathouse there. It's that kind of trapezoid triangular piece on the water. And yes, you're exactly right. This has been a conversation for years with Valencia. And the reason it's been delayed is because there was all of that conversation about a parking structure. And we have taken the position now in this administration to say, hey, let's kick the can on a $25 million parking structure at Maritime as long as we can reasonably. So Parcel 5, the Hard Rock and the apartments, biggest misperception I deal with right now is people think that that means they're going to use parking lot, the current parking lot. They are not. They are – Parcel 5 is self-parked underneath. So Parcel 4, we have parking obligations to the Maritime Office Building, to the Wahoos. So that existing parking lot that you park in for games – is not going to – not one space of that is dedicated to the Hard Rock project, right?
Which is going to – for people who don't know, is going to go on the grassy knoll, right? That's the part that – and it's going to be self-parked, self-contained on that project. Go ahead. Sorry. Just for people who don't know
correct.
It as well.
Yeah. Sorry. So, that piece of grass right behind home plate is where our Hard Rock is currently going, and it will be self-parked. Zero parking impact to the current parking lot. So then we said, all right, well, Parcel 7, how do we get there without also having to build a parking structure? And so that's really the detail that we're down to. So the council action is to give me about – I think it's a 90-day extension. I don't think we'll even need that much time. We've agreed on all terms. It's just a matter of figuring – they need 180 parking spaces. We found about 100, and we're going to kind of cobble together something for these other 80 and get to an agreement with them. They need that, understandably, for bank financing and things like that to know that they've got enough parking spaces to support a hotel. But I feel very confident that we're going to pull off, and I think is a great asset to the community. If we can get 5 done with apartments and hotel and the second hotel done at 7 without having the taxpayers have to fund a $25 million parking garage, I think that's a good thing.
Yeah.
And if we were to ever have any more development after that where we can't kick the can anymore, then we can have that discussion then. But that's what we tried to do, was try to kind of thread the needle and let's get development going here without having to have that type of taxpayer expense.
No, I think that's all good stuff. We always like to end with a bit of a lightning round. I know you were a sports reporter for a long time, so I'm curious what your answer is going to be. It was opening day recently, of course, for Major League Baseball. If you could only keep one of the major sports, basketball, football, baseball, or hockey, which one would you keep?
Professional, it's still got to be football. I mean, at the end of the day, Saint season ticket holder for life, man. I can't imagine going without it.
All right, fair enough. How long does it take Mayor DC Reeves to eat a full meal? What's a normal eat time for you for a meal?
Now, the average mealtime has shrunk considerably since I've been in this job.
I got you.
Tim asked me in my office. He said, "Do you eat lunch during the day?" I'm like, "Sometimes I don't know." You know, so it's probably gone from like 20 minutes to like 8 minutes since I've been the mayor, but which is probably not healthy. But you know, so it's a very, very short amount of time I'm eating unless I'm at a lunch, but like a luncheon
That's
or something.
Too bad. Bad for your digestion, bad for your body, and bad for your enjoyment.
I know.
These things suffer. Last one is in your house, where do you keep your shoes? We had a conversation about this yesterday, whether you should keep them in the closet or somewhere else, or, you know, Better Homes and Garden has opinions, so.
Yeah, I was going to say, I feel like it's a very basic principle to keep them in the closet. So, and now you asking me this makes me concerned.
Well, no, that's the normal human answer. John keeps them in the living room. Okay. Some people keep them in the garage, maybe the mudroom, you know, that kind of thing. So that their advice was not in the bedroom closet because it's going to, you know, musty, make things stink or whatever. But I just think maybe Better Homes and Gardens has stinky
feet. In an act of normalcy, I keep my shoes in the
Very good. Oh, I did want to get your reaction. There was one other thing. Somebody made a comment that I wanted to get your reaction to real quick before I let you go.
Very briefly, I'd just like to remind everybody to ensure that you wish the mayor a happy birthday tomorrow.
Yeah. Which kind of cake are we having Thursday?
Depends on how the meeting goes.
Depends on how the meeting goes, of course. So it was your birthday last week, right?
That's right. 41. I said I've stopped counting, but this will be the last one I count. But
so you're gonna be one of those like 41 every year forever.
Yeah, exactly. Everybody does 39. I'll just do 41 because, you know, people still call me a kid in this job. So,
well, it's believable. I mean, if you say 39, people know you're lying about it. But if you say 41 and it's always 41, they'll think, oh, I mean, it could be. He's got a youthful face. So happy birthday, Mr. Mayor. Mayor D.C. Reeves, as always, thank you for the time. Thanks for what you do. And we will talk to you again next week.
All right, Andrew, thanks so much.
You bet. 7:55 on News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives.
All right, so we're dealing with that accident, the four-car accident that happened on Highway 29 South entrance to I-10 East ramp. We're seeing some considerable road blockage associated with this one. So you definitely want to plan an alternate route. Let's see here. Everything else, let's see if you're heading on Highway 90 from Pace into Pensacola. Expect about a 15 to 20-minute delay that's southbound. Also, just seeing some minor delays if you're on Avalon going south to I-10. But other than that, we're looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
You're everyone's problem. That's because every time you go up in the air, you're unsafe. I don't like you because you're dangerous.
That's right. Nice, man. I am dangerous.
So, Yeah, Val Kilmer has passed away at the age of 65. Complications led to pneumonia. Of course, he'd survived cancer. And, you know, he was, I mean, all of these roles, these great roles, right? And Doc Holliday and Tombstone and, of course, Iceman and Top Gun Maverick. Somebody earlier said, are you not going to mention Willow and Matt Mardigan? Yeah, I mentioned Willow and Matt Mardigan. Okay, it's fine. It's there. By the way, his role in Real Genius and his role in Willow, same character just with and without a sword, right? I mean, traded in a protractor for a sword. So, I mean, the plot of the movies is different, but you tell me if I'm wrong. David Wayne is in the newsroom with a headline or two for us. David?
Yeah, a federal judge is ordering legal funds for migrant children restored. A decision Tuesday temporarily reversed a Trump administration order last month that would end funding for legal representation for kids who enter the U.S. alone. According to a complaint, the decision puts 26,000 children at risk of having no access to lawyers during immigration proceedings.
Happy 100th birthday to the Sanger today, too.
92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.